Love Without Conditions by Paul Farini. You'll find all kinds of methods to teach you how to be, but as long as there's a method, you'll be doing. I'm telling you to drop all your methods. They're not necessary. Simply cease judging, interpreting, conceptualizing, speculating. Let all that's not being fall away, and then being will flower of itself. Then grace will unfold out of the seeming randomness of events, and you'll understand the meaning and be glad that it's so. There's no one who would shrink from his purpose here once it has been revealed to him, but it can't reveal itself as long as he's trying to force his life open. Be patient, be gentle. All the joy and beauty of your life is at hand now. Your purpose is fully manifesting in this moment. Don't look for meaning outside your own experience. Just trust what is and be with it. That is the most profound teaching I can give you. For in this simple practice, all the barriers to truth will come down. Authentic spirituality is not linear. It's not prescriptive. It can't tell you, do this and do that and such will happen. Whatever's done must come from deep inside. It must be fresh, clear, and centered in the heart. It must be done spontaneously. If there's any residue from the past, if there's any fear, trust is missing and the miracle will not occur. Every thought that is free of fear, every action that's free of the compulsion to do or save or heal, is miraculous in nature. It's free of the laws of time and space, yet operates with spontaneous efficacy within them. Why is this true? Because it's unrehearsed, because it doesn't come from the conditioned mind, because it's spontaneous and fully trusting. Such a thought or action is a living prayer. It can't be anticipated or repeated. It's not a product of your learning. It's a result of your living communion with the unconditioned mind.